We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Because so many people asked, I mentioned it to the fellas briefly. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm not complaining. I'm not whining. I'm blessed and grateful. But I feel crappy. Best way to describe it. Had the second dose of the vaccine yesterday afternoon about 3. My sister said you should start feeling symptoms about 12 hours later. I got up at about 4 o'clock. Felt good. So I'm like, cool. I did not take the Advil she recommended or the Tylenol she recommended because I was fine, because I'm a big boy and I'm better than that. Ha! Then I went downstairs and worked out for an hour and a half and I feel like crap now. I deserve it. I'm getting it. So be it. Onward. A lot of folks have reaction to the second vaccine. In fact, talking to some of my boys that are doctors, they're saying that it's actually a good sign if you get a reaction, that it shows that your body's immune system is fighting back and it's stronger than most, and that's why you're sicker. That's why they say they're seeing some of the younger folks get really sick from the vaccine, because they have this really strong immune system. And so it goes. So I got the shot yesterday. I'm good to go, throwing away the mask, I guess, in 2 weeks. Masks are so weird, man, that I wear them so much that when they're off, I can feel them around my neck. You know, the phantom mask? Back in the day, I used to wear my cell phone in my shirt pocket. And I would feel my cell phone vibrating in my shirt pocket when it wasn't there. All the time. Apparently, that sort of thing's pretty common. Folks feel their pager, when there are pagers or cell phones in their pockets. And even when it's not there. And I'm feeling that now with the mask. I find myself feeling for the mask when the mask isn't on. Can't wait to get past this. All of us, right? The spike that we're seeing doesn't particularly concern me. And I'll tell you why. Because the big shots at the hospitals, the guys I trust to know, the women that are best in the world, tell me that we should be okay. We should be okay. And I'm seeing more and more folks getting vaccines. In fact, the geniuses at UPMC tell me they are ready now to do 100,000 vaccines a week. 100,000 a week. But right now they're getting about 35,000 vaccines a week, which is still pretty damn cool. All right? All right. Got to get into this gun thing. One of my friends sent me a note this morning. And I was talking to a wonderful woman that works Don Giant Eagle at the Market District. I love the store. And I find these folks to be amazing. I shop at the Giant Eagle right down the street Sunday mornings with V-Man. They know us by name. We're family there. There's two things they have done. They work their asses off, excuse me, and they don't complain. And none of them have had the vaccine yet. Well, most of them haven't. And now they have this additional fear of, could someone come in here and shoot me? I was in a woman's house yesterday. We're working with her on a Get Marty. It has nothing to do with guns, and she works at Giant Eagle. And she says, now we got to worry whether we're going to get shot and killed. I would say the Giant Eagle and the Giant Eagle employees have very, 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 very small chance of that sort of thing happening. However, I have seen folks in Giant Eagle with handguns. Concealed carry. They're allowed to do it. When I was in Texas, everybody had a gun. Everyone, in their cars, in restaurants. It looked silly to me. One of my friends sent me a note this morning. She works in a market district, and a guy came in with a gun, and he was wearing it legally. And it scared the crap out of everybody. And, I just can't get accustomed to that. And it's not illegal. It's my problem, I guess. I had to grab one of my close friends who I rely on a great deal. He's also a concealed carry guy. He's also highly trained. Billy Sawyer, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
So when you go to the grocery store, sir, do you carry your gun?
Every single time.
Tell me why, sir.
Well, you know, I was a TV videographer forever, and I spent 32 years on the street watching people become victims. And I just won't be one. At least I'm going to have a fighting chance, if it ever happens.
And you carry it in the grocery store everywhere you go, and you have no problem with that. Has anybody ever said it? Can you see yours when you're carrying it? I don't recall.
No way. You can't see it. I mean, you know, it's a huge responsibility to carry a firearm. I mean, you know, just you always have to know where it is, what's going on with it. I mean, it's a pain in the butt, to be honest with you. But yesterday when I walked in Whole Foods, I saw the sign on the front, you know, on the front door.
What did it say, Bill?
If I recall, it was something to the effect of no handguns or no firearms on the premises.
Was that new, Bill?
Never noticed it before. I actually looked because of what's been going on. I figured Whole Foods, you know how they are.
That's right.
And I figured they have to have something posted, and they did. It was up in Warrendale.
Are you okay with that?
It's their business. They're allowed to do what they want, but unless there's an armed officer stopping me at the door, I don't have an obligation to really worry about it. I mean,
and again, I'm not calling you a bad guy, but you didn't go back to your car and put the gun away. You carried it into the store, right?
No, I've been in there 100 times with it. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me.
I want to stress this because I think this is important. You believe, and I don't want to speak for you, you're my man, you believe that it should be really difficult for folks to get guns.
Extremely difficult. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I always use the analogy, it takes people 6 months of training and testing just to drive a tractor trailer down the road. And I know people will say, well, that wasn't in the Constitution 200 and some years ago. I get that. But, you know, it should be difficult. It's a huge responsibility. And I carry a handgun for the same reason I have smoke detectors and for the same reason I wear a motorcycle helmet. It may help me.
My friend Serena, like most people, my gun is in my purse, huh? Or on my body, or it goes where I go, the dry cleaners, gas station. You're used to having it, Marty, so where I take it, it's not a thought every time. It's a part of me like having my keys. How often, be honest with me, Serena, and by the way, I love the response. How often do you shoot, practice? And the second part of the question, would you be confident enough to shoot someone inside a grocery store? With folks yelling and screaming in the aisles. My close friend, Billy Sawyer. Billy, I forget. How long have you had the handgun permit? How long have you carried?
I just got the new permit when I moved back to Pennsylvania about 8 years ago.
How often do you shoot, Billy?
Once a month.
Once a month.
Every 6 weeks.
Every 6 weeks. And how many folks do you know that have handgun concealed carry permits that never shoot? And I know you. I bet you tell them about it, too, don't you?
I don't know many, to be honest with you, because I don't know a lot of... That isn't part of the conversation, so I don't really know. But my boss carries, and I know he shoots regularly.
Do you have to shoot to carry a gun confidently? And what do you say about the amateurs who stuff the gun with the pink hand holster into their purse? Because you know that happens, too.
Yeah, I think if you just treat a gun, not picking on your other person, but I think if you carry a gun just like your car keys and you're not thinking about it pretty much every second, you should not have one.
That's right.
It's sort of like riding my motorcycle down the road. If I'm not aware every single second, I could get killed because it's a dangerous sport.
Hey, Billy, is your radar up following a mass shooting? Because... And I'm not a paranoid guy.
No.
You've known me a long time. I kind of look around all the time now. Is yours up after a mass shooting?
No. It's no more up than it was. I mean, I tell everybody as a news photographer, you learned it's not a paranoid thing. I had to learn at an early age to become aware to get the pictures I want. And that sounds silly, but you have to see it coming before it happens, and you know that.
All right, so
I've always been able to see things coming, hopefully, before it happens.
I'm trying to recall. I don't think you've never fired that weapon in self-defense, have you, sir? Ever?
No, never.
No, never. And you worked in Baltimore, with all due respect to Baltimore, often classified as the murder capital of the world. You, I know, would argue that the dangerous, illegal guns carried by gangbangers, much more dangerous than citizens going into Whole Foods with guns. Would you not say that, sir?
In Baltimore, I averaged 250 homicide scenes a year.
Man.
My highest was 11 in one night. Let's say I went to 7 years, 300. Let's say I went to 2,000 homicide scenes a year with handguns. Or not a year, but total with handguns in Baltimore. I would say out of the 2,000 shootings, and this is not a guess, but it's a pretty good, I would say 1,900 were illegal firearms.
And Bill, the narrative that we have 40,000 car accidents that kill people a year and we have 40,000 gun crimes that kill people every year, I say that's a false narrative. One's a complete accident. The other is an initiative, taking a load of weapon, aggressively pursue someone and fire the weapon. Is it the same as saying, well, we have 40,000 dead in cars, why not quit driving? Does that make any sense at all, that narrative, sir?
Well, it makes no sense. It's two completely different things.
It is.
The thing about a car, though, I mean, you are trained, you are licensed, you are certified. When I see a bulge in somebody's, under somebody's shirt,
yeah,
and I know it's a handgun or I'll say it because it's in the dictionary, the idiots that carry open carry,
right,
they're just looking for attention, in my opinion. When I see that, I want to know that they are checked, certified, and ready to go. Because if I see a bulge under somebody's coat, yeah, my radar is definitely going up, and I'm probably going to sort of keep an eye on him because I don't know what he's up to, just like that guy in Atlanta yesterday that was carrying, I don't know, six firearms and had body armor on in the grocery store.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Guy had six firearms and body armor in a grocery store. Hey, Billy, would you be confident enough to shoot and kill someone inside a crowded grocery store with folks yelling and screaming, sir?
Yes, I would be. Now, you know, I mean, you have to, the Steubenville, if you remember Steubenville, Ohio, late 90s, I was sitting there while I was shooting video through the window. The man had the woman at gunpoint in the grocery store in Steubenville, I don't know, 96, 97, 98, 99, I forget what year it was. And I watched that go on for hours. And, you know, he shot somebody in there. I think the police shot him, if I recall. I mean, if I was in that store laying underneath a table watching it.
Yes, sir.
And had no, and could do nothing, I think I would feel worse than if I had to shoot somebody.
I get it. Thanks, Billy. You're the man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.